Paris. They are stamped by a pedigree of privilege, as are the long-dead designer labels that they wear. Not quite as beguiling as when first bespoke, a little loose here, a little tight there. But the hand-stitching still sings of quality. Their stage, one of the better arrondissements. Respectful traffic, respectable people. They meet mid-morning where the boulevards meet, their rendezvous, a quintessential corner café. He lifts his once rakish fedora and winces at the pain in his shoulder, time-worn like the hat. They lean towards each other. He, a hand resting on her arm, she supported by an antique ebony cane. Her carefully coiffured head is turned, first this way and that. Then with dry lips he gently touches paper-thin cheeks. His ring finger swells around a gold band of vows made, never kept and long forgotten. Only their eyes defy decades of time, still sparkling with pleasure of meetings and memories, same corner, but half a century since, their first frisson-fueled encounter. They met alone and almost by accident, their espoused, unsuspecting and elsewhere. Then, with the panache of a plumed soprano, he swept off his hat and she, elevated on eager toes, sought the sweet sensuality of his mouth. Thus was launched 50 years of illicit love. Waiters, aproned to the floor, looked away and pretended to clean immaculate tables. Their successors, still sponge a still immaculate table, before serving the ritual morning cup of chocolate. As they watch the couple leave and take their separate ways, the waiters wonder how long before one of these gentle relics, anachronisms in an alien, button-pressing world, orders not two, but one, single morning